Hi guys, my name is Emil Donerus from Seventh Crystal, and you're listening to Brutally Delicious Podcast.
How are you, my friend?
It's all good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Where are you located?
In Gothenburg, in Sweden.
Oh, okay. Nice. Are you still in that 24 hours of darkness over there?
Actually, today is like the first day of spring. So now it starts getting a bit more brighter. But we have come from a period now where it's been like four months of total darkness almost.
That's got to
So
mess with your mind, though, right?
absolutely, yeah, you have to chew some extra D vitamins and
Wow. I don't think I could do it. But then you get 24 hours of sunlight, too, at some point, right?
during the summer. I mean, if you go far up in the country, you can get this, the sun doesn't go down at all,
So you could go to the
but
beach at like 2 in the morning?
absolutely. But here in Gothenburg, we still have like 2 hours of night during the summer.
Okay, that's entirely strange to me, but
I mean, it's funny to hear people talk about it when they're here as tourists, and they experience like when the sun goes down at 11 o'clock or at
right.
p.m. And it rises again at
Yeah, that's
2 a.m.
crazy. Anyway, sorry, we didn't come here to talk about weather, but it just always intrigues me.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about.
Where are you
I
located,
am in
by the
Richmond,
way?
Virginia, in the
All
U.S.,
right, okay. Yeah.
about an hour south of D.C.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so, and it's nice here, but it's nothing like you guys got, I'm sure. So let's talk Seventh Crystal then.
Yeah, sure.
I've heard the sing a million times, a few times now, and not a million times, but a few times, and absolutely love it. What's been the response to it so far?
It's been really good, actually. I think all of the three singles that we have been released has been quite different in a way. It still has our sound to it and all of that, but so it's nice to show different sides of us.
Right.
And I think that shines through when I read comments and stuff like that. I feel like people are, I can re relate to this single more, or they feel like they can relate to another single more and stuff like that. So it's cool to show the variety of the band
Oh
in a
yeah.
way.
So you mentioned it was one of my questions later on, but how does it make you feel when you get those messages of people relating to your song on like a personal level?
I mean, we're so thrilled when we get comments like that. It's part of the reason you want to create music, be an artist, is to connect with other people on that level. Maybe it's a silly comparison, but in some way you want to be you want to feel the way you felt when you listened to the bands when you were growing up and got
Right.
inspired by them. So you want to create that those emotions. And when you get comments like that, and you feel and you see that people can relate to the songs, it's the greatest thing.
Who were the bands you were listening to when you were growing up?
Oh, my biggest the bands that I really loved were Iron Maiden. That was the band that really got me
Fired
into
up.
guitar playing. And also Toto. is a huge influence on me.
So I think Steve Lukather is a way underrated guitar player.
Yeah, I mean, such a classy guitar player, and everything he does is so perfect. All the rhythm stuff he do as well. He's an awesome guitar player.
He doesn't show up on like the best of list a lot, but he's definitely one of the best. He's just really solid.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So record comes out, I believe, on the 10th, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now that it's complete, I asked what the reaction's been from the fans, but how do you guys feel about it? Are you pretty satisfied with the way it turned out?
Yeah, we're super happy. On the first record, it was more of Christian's project that he was pulling together. So when we start working on this song, this album, everybody was involved in the songwriting processes and all the decision making of every song. So it feels like this one is truly from everybody in the band. So we're super excited about it, and we're really happy with the mix that Henrik Udd did, and also the artwork and everything. So, and also the music video. So we're super pleased with it.
So how different did it turn out then? Or, I mean, obviously it was different with everybody's input.
Yeah.
Was it, I don't know what the word is, was it more difficult to put together like that as opposed to Christian coming in and bringing, you know, the whole record or all the songs or the skeletons or however that worked out?
Yeah, I mean, since we spend so much time together, we always talk about music, and during the whole recording process of the first album, we talked a lot about what we want to do and how to achieve that. So when we did this album, we had already had those conversations. So we know what we want to do, and we know how to do it. But when everybody's, of course, everybody has a different fingerprint on their songwriting, right, and stuff like that. So we have had to, we sent a lot of tracks to each other. So maybe I started on one song then I sent it to Christian and he looked at it, and then we sent it to Gustav and he looked at it. So it was, like a process of sending, looking, giving feedback, and then doing all the decisions together.
Were you ever able to get into a room together and bounce stuff off each other, like, you know, in the traditional songwriting sense, or was it all pretty much electronic?
It was pretty much electronic, but we also did some rehearsal stuff as well, that we wanted a song to feel like we can play it live, right. Some decisions were also made in the rehearsal space, but it was a lot of communication over the telephone and by sending files.
Okay, so is there, and I don't know if this applies to you guys or not, but is there a message or something you want your fans to take away from after listening to a Seventh Crystal record, or even more particular, after listening to Wonderland?
Sorry, any specific...
Like a message or a takeaway or...
We think it's important for people to find their own sort of interpretation in the lyrics and so forth, but at the core of it, it's about the music and the escapism of it. Like we want our listeners to be encapsulated by the songs and to really disappear into another world. And that's also something we want to create live. So we want to make like a something that people can escape from their ordinary life,
and that's probably super important these days, right, with the world going to shit all around us, even exactly, for three minutes, if you can take somebody out of their their element. And I think music does that the best of anything, right? Because, you know, talked about earlier, the bands you grew up listening to, I put on some tunes and I'm immediately transported somewhere completely else. And even for just a few minutes, you know, the pressure's off and you're not really worried about what's happening right in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever feel a sense of responsibility then to create that, or do you just write and then hope that it happens?
For me, it's important that the writing experience also kind of does that with me. So I like to be encapsulated in that world. As the writer, if I feel like hours passing and things just flowing through, I love that. It's a good sign that it's taking me somewhere else.
Right.
But then, of course, it'd have to take the other guys.
Sure.
some place else as well. And then we have to discuss it and everything, and make decisions. But as a starting point, I think as a writer, I think you have to... for an idea to stuck in you, you have to be really you have to be able to escape into that world in some sense.
Music is unlike anything else. I mean, and I'm sure you'll agree, you listen to a song like from your childhood and you're immediately transported right back to your grade school or to where it was when you first heard that song. There's nothing like it.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
It's very, very strange. Are you guys planning on taking this out on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. We're during the first album, COVID hit, and so it was really hard to go out and couldn't go outside of out of your apartment.
Right.
But with this one, I really hope that we can go out and play more, and we're having some shows already planned in. We're doing some shows in Sweden. We're having our release party here in Gothenburg very soon, and then we have we're gonna play with Treats, another Swedish band,
mm-hmm.
and we're also going to Germany for Indoor Summer. And then we have some other things coming up that aren't really announced yet, but we will definitely go out, and we're hoping to be able to go out and play as much as possible, because that's the right way to experience music as well.
So you guys have, if the first record was released during COVID, then you haven't really played that much either, right? So you've got two full albums to select from.
Exactly, and that's kind of a blessing, actually, because then you can, if you're doing like a festival set, you can pick the songs that have the most energy and everything. And if you do your own set, you can do more of a dramatic thing,
right?
Because the first album has a lot of mid tempo songs, and this album is a bit more up tempo.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can combine and make a more interesting and dramatic show. But for the festival gigs, it's maybe better to do more of the fast stuff and the hardest impact stuff.
So let me go back to writing for a second. Sticking with that thought for a second, when you're writing then, are you writing songs, or at least some songs, for that sort of setting, how they're going to come across live, or for the festival setting, you know, for the... get pumped.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a music fan myself, so, and there's a lot of artists that have written so many good songs, and there are some songs on this album that were made to be able to have like the third song, Hollow. It has like a really bouncy rhythm to it, and mm-hmm. we wanted to kind of have a song that gets people jumping a bit,
right,
and nodding along and grooving to the song. So that was a thought, that we need a song like this. So then I started writing like the basics the song Hollow. Yeah. But we also, the last song, Rodeo, is also a song that we wanted to stand out when it's played live, to be powerful. in the right places, so you really can feel it. But yeah, so we definitely have that in mind when we're writing songs. And it's actually a good thing because with computers today, you can do everything.
Yes.
So when you have those frames set up for you have these instruments, and you have that really puts you in a narrow spot to do things, and that makes you creative as well.
So you don't find that too confining? Because I guess it could be confining as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it can also make you feel if you have every ability to do everything, you can work with the songs forever. So for me personally, I feel like it's a good thing to have,
What's it like playing live post-pandemic? Do you do anything special to get ready or prepare or?
Right now we're rehearsing a lot, trying to get our chops back, and trying to sound as good as possible when we're gonna perform live. So it's a lot of we do a lot of like recording ourselves in the rehearsal space. So we
Are you nervous at all to get back out there?
yeah, but in a positive way. We feel like it's time for us to show. We're excited about it. So, but so it's not a nerve-wracking nervosity.
All right. And so lastly, that brings me to the end of my questions. And what's next for Seventh Crystal besides? You said you got the release show. What else you have going on? More singles?
There will be another single the same day that the album is released.
Okay, so that's going to be the 10th, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, the do you mean the 10th? The 10th of
Right,
March.
March
Yeah,
10th?
exactly. Exactly, yeah. And then we have some more surprises coming up during the year, but and we're doing Indoor Summer 2003, and so there will be more surprises, but I don't think I could talk about it yet.
That's fine. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Did I miss anything you wanted to cover?
No, thank you for
Yeah,
having
I know
me.
we kind of wandered a little, but I just like to talk, so.
Yeah, no
Thank you, my
worries, no
friend. Good
worries.
luck with the record.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the
Thank you.
single, so hopefully the rest of it's like that. I'll really dig it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Be well.
Be well.
Cheers.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.